Hi, I'm Scott Hollinger, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of MemCare by Radio. With me today is Edmund Speaker, a veteran Globetrotter who cares for people who dedicate themselves to serving others. And of course, Edmund, we know just how much of a Globetrotter you are because it's been quite a while since we've been able to have you with us.
Isn't that true?
So today, Edmund starts us on a series called Learning from the Eagle, and we hope that you can take a few minutes and stay with us to enjoy these lessons from the King of the Birds. Well, Edmund, I have to admit, as I welcome you back, that I've always loved birds, although some can be a nuisance. I remember when my wife and I were first married and we lived in a farmhouse in the Midwestern United States. Well, the home that we lived in belonged to a friend of ours, and it came complete with chickens. But it seemed that the chickens kept disappearing, and I thought, well, I know that they tend not to run off. Well, then one day we were just pulling into the driveway, and I saw a huge red-tailed hawk take off with one of our small hens. So I then knew where they had disappeared. So I, for one, am curious to know what we can learn from the eagle.
Well, Scott, it's my privilege to be back and to be with the MemCare listeners this day. And the lesson from the eagle are the kind of out-of-the-box proposition that's, I hope, will challenge our thinking. And more than that, invite us to believe in the living God. The old prophet Isaiah wrote, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint."
Well, I have to admit, Edmund, that's quite an attractive idea when we all think about it. Can you imagine us soaring on wings like eagles? To be honest, it makes me think of Icarus, the ancient Greek legend. And I remember reading of how he made wings of waxen feathers to escape the prison of King Minos on Crete. But then he flew too near to the sun, and when his wings melted, he fell to his death in the ocean. It's quite a story I remember reading.
Yes, and we certainly are not created to fly like the birds. To get up, people use ladders or elevators or get on airplanes.
Right.
But the Bible is using a figure of speech to describe how the trust in God operates in us, something that surpasses our capacity. Actually, something that, humanly speaking, is impossible. When God comes into our lives, he brings with him a different dimension. He is God the Creator, the Almighty, and can do all things, and that includes the supernatural. As we learn to trust the Lord, we are called to live beyond the obvious, beyond our human perspective and limitations. And how this compares with the flight of the eagle, we will discover in this and following programs. The eagle is mentioned more than 30 times in the Bible.
Wow, I never realized it was that much. I do remember God comparing himself to the eagle on different occasions, Edmund. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, "Like an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them on its pinions, the Lord alone led him. No foreign god was with him."
Yeah, and this passage reminds us of the Israelites on their pilgrimage through the desert. God tells his people that he treated them in the desert purposely with harshness, because as an eagle treats its brood with harshness in order to teach them to fly, so God was attempting to help Israel to live by faith. But before we go there, let's try to learn a little bit about the eagle, the king of the air. An eagle can grow to being over 3 feet tall and have a wingspan of 6 to 7 feet. It builds its nest high in the mountain. The nest is a sizable construction which can weigh up to 1,000 pounds.
I never realized.
Yeah, it's big enough for a human being to lay in it. Before the female eagle lays its eggs, the eagle couple makes sure that the nest is prepared with care, is strong, secure, and has a maximum of comfort. When finally the brood of eaglets hatches, the eagle parents are ready to provide everything needed for their little offsprings. They watch day and night and feed them with timely precision. The routine for the eaglets is rather simple. Sleep, open the beak to be fed, and sleep again. Life couldn't be better. But after weeks of sleeping and eating in the cozy nest, the eaglet must learn the first lesson, namely to stand on its own feet.
Well, Edmund, that sounds very intriguing, and I've always wondered how the eaglets know that it's time to get up. You know, will the parents have to encourage them, or maybe even have to force them to do that? How will they be motivated to stand on their feet?
When actually, Scott, they are forced to get up.
Okay.
At one point, Mother Eagle takes out of the nest all the comfort, the plumage, and brings little branches and thorns instead. She even shakes the nest and forces those eaglets to stand up. It is very important that the muscles of the eaglet's feet develop early. The eagle's claws are very essential for its survival and need to be powerful. The next step in this learning process is an even greater surprise for these little but growing bundles of feathers. The eaglets need to learn how to fly. This process now includes not only discomfort, but even harshness and shock therapy. Mm. Mama Eagle suddenly grabs one of her brood and soars to great heights. There she releases the eaglet on a horrendous freefall. First paralyzed by fear, the little ball of feathers goes down like a stone and would certainly dash against the rocks if Father Eagle wouldn't be there flying underneath to provide a safe landing on his powerful wings. Then he carries the eaglet back to the nest. Those who have studied closely the life of the eagle say that this exercise is repeated up to 16 times until the little eagle realizes that it is created to fly and learns to use its own wings. Eaglets have no other option. They must learn how to fly.
Edmund, I've heard about how eagles learn to fly, but I didn't know all the details you have shared until now, so it's really quite amazing. In a way, it sometimes sounds like what I have to do with my own teenage son to get him up in the morning, but that's another topic entirely. But it does mean that God uses in our life the discomfort and even the horrors of being thrown out of our nest and security in order to teach us to trust Him and to use our wings. Mm-hmm. Let's hear again what the Bible says. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions, the Lord leads him.
Yes, and God is interested that His children learn to believe, to soar on the current of His Spirit, so to speak. I remember personally times of crisis in my life when God took all my securities away and I felt like being on a free fall, and frankly, I cried in despair. Mm. Praise God that as Father Eagle is watchful when Mama Eagle lets go of the little eaglet and picks it up before it dashes against the rocks, so God came to my rescue. God is faithful. And I can testify that God has carried me through the utmost difficult times.
Edmund, this must be quite a challenge for people who believe that by becoming a Christian, they'll have nothing but peace and an easy life. You know, we've heard that a lot. Mm-hmm. Of course, we would naturally prefer for it to be that way. But I do find it comforting to know that the shock the eaglets go through when they suddenly find themselves on a free fall from a couple of thousand feet is only part of the process for them to grow up.
Well, Scott, we have to be reminded that the Lord Jesus calls every believer to follow Him, to become His disciple. And sometimes I wonder if discipleship is optional when He says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. We seem to have a choice to just stay in the comfort zones of the nest, avoid growing up instead of accepting God's flying lessons. But if we desire to grow spiritually, God answers our prayers and treats us like the eagle. And His purpose is not to make us feel good or comfortable, rather to make us grow and know Him better.
Edmund, I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Does this mean then that our difficulties and even trials and tribulations are not necessarily something to fear and shy away from, but rather to accept as opportunities to develop trust?
Yes, you are exactly right. That is also what the Bible teaches us when it says, "Consider it pure joy, brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." The key for someone to be able to have the right attitude and focus in such a situation is his or her trust in God's wise and loving intentions. It is this trust or faith that will enable the believer to experience God's faithfulness and to learn to live by His power in the realm of the supernatural. Listen again to the word from the prophet Isaiah. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
You're listening to MemCare by Radio. We'd like to encourage you to listen to our other programs on the site, as well as check out the other resources available to you. Our prayer and desire is that these programs are an encouragement for you.